share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, a Malaysian doctor took to her personal Instagram account to share the story of two children she had come across who both suffered from worrying COVID-19 complications. Dr. Vivian Dominique, who is a pediatric medical officer in Penang, shared that these two cases happened just under a week, which raised much concern among netizens for the safety and health of children. Her post garnered over 68,600 likes and 3,400 comments at the time of writing. Case number 1 to 2-year-old child not able to walk. The first case she shared involved a 2-year-old child. According to Dr. Vivian, the child's whole family tested positive for COVID-19 a month ago, but the child was brought into their ward at night as she lost the ability to walk. According to her mother, she started walking, like an old man, 3 weeks after they completed their quarantine, and within 3 days she lost all her ability to walk or even stand. Every time when her mother tried to hold her in a standing position, she will cry, in pain, and then crash onto the floor, like a puppet that got its strings cut. Our on-call specialist called every possible experienced speciality under the sun, but because COVID is so new, no one can give us a definite answer, Dr. Vivian explained. We just have to observe, treat and see how it goes along the way. Couldn't sleep the whole night, she added. For illustration purposes only, case number 2 to 4-year-old child suffered seizures and lost their ability to walk. The second case involved a 4-year-old child, who suffered from seizures. And it's not just any seizure, the episode lasted 40 minutes. Imagine 40 minutes seeing a child on off. Uprolled eyes, blue, saliva flowing, whole body stiff, whole body shaking like she had been possessed by a demon, Dr. Vivian wrote in her post. And the mother can only cry and watch while sending her to the hospital. Imagine that mental trauma, for illustration purposes only. Dr. Vivian then explained that their team of doctors had to give the child medication into her vein. A few days later, this child also lost the ability to walk properly. On day 3 in the ward, her mother came to me at the nurse station and she said this to me. Doctor, come see, the way my child is walking looks weird. Dr. Vivian told World of Buzz that the 2-year-old from the first case is now undergoing physiotherapy while the 4-year-old from the second case has started anti-epileptic medication. Stop bringing babies and children outside unnecessarily. Dr. Vivian stressed that parents should not bring their young children out in order to protect them from the COVID-19 virus, implying that these two children she had encountered may have gotten infected from being out in public. She added that both those children were initially healthy, normal kids. Before contracting COVID-19, stop bringing babies to shopping malls, stop bringing kids to picnic gatherings at the park, stop bringing kids to dine in. She also emphasized that people should know that the virus is still very new and anything could happen, especially to children. The complications of COVID-19 in children is not fully understood yet, so anything can happen. Literally anything. So please, take good care of them. One wrong move might cause a lifetime of regrets. In a separate post, Dr. Vivian shared more data, by Dato Dr. Amar Singh, and advised parents to take a good read. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Vivian Dominique, travel, at Little Miss Happy Feet. Please do share this around and spread the word to other parents. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. Majin anti-vaxxers are willing to pay clinics up to ₱1,000 to fake their vaccination certificates. Source. Vivian Dominique, at Little Miss Happy Feet, IG source, news.com. O source, The Edge Markets. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.